what does come next? Singer says not a single Western aerospace company has a manned combat aircraft in research and development. The Air Force says it now recruits more pilots for unmanned planes than fighter and bomber pilots combined. The MQ-1 Predator is the military's main workhorse. In September 2001, the Air Force had one. Today, they have 57 Predators flying 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We wanted to know what these changes mean for the men and women in uniform.
I'm Major General James Poss. I'm the Deputy Chief of Intelligence, Surveillance, and Reconnaissance for the United States Air Force.
Poss helps oversee the Air Force's surveillance programs, which mostly revolve around drones. It's a program that's grown dramatically in just the last few years. Take this story from a couple years ago. Poss was speaking to a group of new Air Force officers in Alabama, trying to get the crowd fired up.
You know, I asked how many folks were going to fly transport aircraft, big cheer. How many folks wanted to fly fighter aircraft, huge cheer. Then I asked them, well, who wants to fly the single most effective weapon system in the global war on terror in the United States Air Force? Who wants to fly the MQ-1 Predator? Not only was there silence, there was a couple boos. But this was about...
Poss knew how they felt. He joined the Air Force in May of 1992 for the same reason. He wanted to be a fighter pilot. But it wasn't long before he found out he needed glasses.
So had to go with Plan B, which was to be an intelligence officer. Which I have to admit has been almost as much fun as being a fighter pilot.
But an Air Force recruit today might not need a Plan B. Remote aircraft pilots don't need perfect vision. They don't have to worry about getting airsick. The job has become more popular with recruits. In fact, the Air Force now has a career path specifically for drone pilots. They're still looking for the same qualities: spatial awareness, quick critical thinking skills. Still, flying drones is different.